Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you've got questions for David Gao, at 515, we'll answer them. Just text them to me or hit me up on Twitter. Reasonable questions.
Yeah.
Like, when are you going to fire Fred? But David Gao and Carla Dawson joining us today. Is AJ still on vacation? So AJ's so good, it takes two people, including the boss of the station. So.
Well, the funny thing is the last time I was on this show, AJ was trying to get someone else in the company fired. You may recall he wanted me to fire Eric Sandler, our food editor on Culture Map, because AJ said that should be his job.
Yeah, well, he had a good plan for you. He said he'd take less money.
Yeah.
And you would be saving a bunch of money if you did. The problem is Eric's kind of a rock star.
Eric is a rock star. Eric Sandler is good at what he does. And so, sorry, AJ. And AJ's doing pretty well where he is right now. I feel good about our allocation of talent.
Well, it's funny because whenever I'll go out, you know, around downtown or east downtown or over in Montrose and I'll meet somebody, it's one of the first things they ask me, do you know Eric Sandler?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know Eric. Yeah. He sits right across from me over there. Oh, he's so amazing.
So does that mean you get to get in any restaurant you want whenever you want?
You know, I haven't tried that card yet.
No, but
that
Eric
can. That could be
a
good avenue.
Yeah.
But he's really good at, he's also given me a bunch of suggestions for places that we've gone to and, I mean, he knows his stuff, and we started doing a lot more high-end restaurants in the last year, and, I mean, I don't go without checking with Eric first, so.
Oh, I was in a bind. I hadn't made Valentine's reservations. It was 48 hours prior. I went to Sandler. He got me all squared away. He's the man.
He is.
Look at these secrets.
He's like the godfather of food.
Yes.
Yeah. He even kind of looks a little bit like a godfather. All right. I wanted to ask Carla a couple questions because I just got back from San Francisco, which is your hometown.
That's right.
One of your hometowns. And there's a lot of things going on there that I'm not so sure about. Now, we went for Clusterfest, which was a comedy
festival.
Excuse me? Yeah. It was actually a cluster other thing, but it was a comedy festival.
Already it's very San Francisco, yes, by the name.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was... I have to say, I did not enjoy the comedy very much because it was all these Comedy Central people who were, and I'm, from a political perspective, I don't even know how to define myself, but I can't stand things that are extremely liberal or extremely conservative, and the whole thing, almost everybody was just, you had to have a Trump joke, and you had to support Samantha Bee, or else you couldn't do stand-up there, apparently. So the whole thing was just kind of, for me, thank God I was stoned the whole time. But
there's a plus for San Francisco.
Well, and we'll get that because here's some of the negatives. Number one, you guys have no control over your homeless. Like, they can go to any public place and basically do whatever they want. And they were like all over that UN square. It's a big drug zone now. I almost stepped on a needle twice.
It's a huge problem. It's huge. But and they're working on it. But, you know, they can do anything. They can defecate right there. I've seen it.
They do.
Yeah, and they do.
They poo
they
right,
live
there.
It right there. Yep.
In the light of day.
Yep. In the light of day.
Wow.
And it's not an unusual sighting.
Hmm.
It's, yeah.
Right. That was one thing that I had an issue with. Here's the other thing. What is up with these damn scooters? There's like motorized scooters all over the place.
Have you seen the hills in San Francisco?
Yeah. Get on your bike. You know, build your legs up. Don't be such a wuss.
And what did you use, Fred?
What did I use? I either walked or I took the BART.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah, I can get on one of those things.
But yeah, if you're full-time San Francisco, you got a motor. Those hills are straight up.
There were some of them. There were a couple who were just ridiculous that we were walking up. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And do you notice that the stop signs, you can't have a stick shift in San Francisco. The stop signs are right before the tip of the hill.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Okay, here's...
Not for the faint of heart.
Here's the other thing. Not the most attractive people in the world.
What?
Okay, now...
I'm sorry.
Now you're giving it away to all the listeners. That is not fair.
Carla is from San Francisco.
There are a few exceptions, Carla being one of them, but there weren't a lot of twos, but not a lot of eights or nines either. Really, fives and sixes pretty consistently.
Well, if you were saying where all the homeless were, that's maybe what you saw.
No, I was all over downtown, man. I went all over the place. I went down to Mission District. I went everywhere.
Oh, I love the Mission District.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
it's very au natural in Northern California. They're not so much into the...
They walk around naked?
No, not the plastic surgery route.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Not a lot of enhancements.
I got you.
Yeah,
it's NoCal.
Yeah, it's a lot of just... okay, and not unattractive people, just not attractive. Like, made me feel good because, like, I'm a Houston 3, but I was a solid 6 in San Francisco.
Wow.
And I was a gay 7 because the men loved me.
A gay 7?
Yeah. Yeah. That part, not necessarily a negative.
I'm going to make you a gay 8 in my head.
Okay. That just got
weird. I meant that in a nice way.
Awkward.
Okay. By the way, if you're having any trouble with the station today, switch over to 94.1. We've been having some issues all day. We're up now, but if it's not coming in clearly, just switch over to 94.1. We're on both. All right. One other question about San Francisco. What is your obsession with Walgreens and CVS? There is, like, every single block, there's one of each. Like, what the hell? And I have to say, they're very bad. They don't have anything. Like I had messed up my knee running, and I went in trying to get a sleeve for it. I had to go to 4 different ones.
Well, there you go. That's why you have to have so many. Real estate is tight in San Francisco.
Well,
you can't have everything in one spot.
Have one or two good ones. Why have them every block?
Because you can't have mega stores in San Francisco. Everything is tiny, so you have to just... You got to go place to place to get what you need.
Have you
seen the clientele in there?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. But... And you also have 470 Wells Fargo's downtown.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are everywhere.
But you know what? You also see in San Francisco proper is 7.5 miles radius. It's small.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like half the population of here, but it's 3 times as crowded because of the density. But the wife just fell in love with the place. Like, I want to move here. I want to move here. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll miss you. And we went through.
She and I'll hang out together.
Well, she's making the list of things she loves. And I'm like, okay, yeah, not for me. But once we got to the legal weed and I found out just how inexpensive it is there, I started to come around a little bit.
That's the only thing inexpensive in California, I'm going to tell you.
Well, we were talking about this before the show. The drinks are relatively inexpensive in the bars. I mean, I think like a good craft beer, I think I spent $10 for a barrel age that it's about what I would expect to spend. Everything else is like if you got vodka or whiskey, is like $4 a shot, which is reasonable for a place like that.
Coffee's more in San Francisco.
Yeah, coffee did
the good stuff. Up.
But we go in and the best part of the trip was I got to see my friend Steven, who works for Facebook now and moved out there, and so he went with us for one of the show days, and but he helped me start Houston Sports and stuff, so I got to hang out with him. That was cool. But the other thing was the one thing that almost sold me was walking into this place called the Green Door, and getting a chance to legally buy marijuana at a really nice price. I got a package of 7 hybrid cigarettes pre-rolled, and about a third of those would do you. A half, and you're able to put up with bad comedy. A full one, you're going to sleep. $27. I'm like, okay, I'm in love.
He's moving. We're losing him.
Fred, I am worried about you because when I asked you about the food out there earlier, and you said food in Houston's better.
Yep.
I think that you didn't go into San Francisco with the right mindset.
Well, I tried to. I went in with the right mindset. I'm like, I'm going to try all this stuff. It'll be fun.
He bought a lot of marijuana. What's the problem?
And keeping in mind that I was high for a lot of the trip and I still didn't like the food, that ought to tell you something.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I think you tainted it. You cannot compare San Francisco seafood to what you tried to do with me earlier.
I'm sorry, but
oy.
I will take fresh seafood out of Galveston Bay any day of the week.
Okay, well, you know, low maintenance.
You do lobsters and stuff. I don't do that. I don't do lobster. I'm about trout. But trout and...
Are you a crawfish guy?
Not a crawfish guy at all. I like
me
shrimp.
Neither.
Shrimp. I'm big on shrimp,
okay,
not so much crawfish.
Shrimp in California? Are you kidding? Did you go to the Wharf at all?
Yeah, we went to the Wharf. It was good, but it's not appreciably better than what I can get here if I get it fresh out of the water. Now some of the stuff you're getting up here has been frozen for a couple days. Not as good. But if you go down south and you get it the day it's been caught, it's amazing.
Did you see the seals at the Wharf?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I did not see the seals, no.
Well, When we went there, we sat and watched seals.
Sea lions.
We just sea lions. We just enjoyed watching them for about half an hour. We couldn't leave them. They were all great.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff that, especially when we went on a wine tour on Monday, and I'm not a big wine guy, but I was telling you guys about it. It was actually a lot of fun. But that area, like north, once you cross the Golden Gate Bridge and you're looking back across the bay and you see the city and
there's
you see the mountains.
There's nothing like it.
I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I've always thought La Jolla was, but now that I've seen that, I'm like, okay, this is amazing. I'm still not moving there, but it's amazing. But just our next contract negotiation, you're going to have to outbid the wife wanting to move in 2 years.
So. I'll talk to her. You know, people come up to me all the time and say, Fred can't retire. They're always worried about your retirement. He talks out loud about quitting and moving on and doing other things, smoking a lot of pot. Well, we're going to keep you here for a long time.
You're going to show him the green door.
We're going to give. We'll bring the green door to Houston.
If you can do that. Actually, if I did want to try to bring some back. Everybody told me it's real easy. Just put it in your check bag and, you know, like, to put the cigarettes in a real cigarette thing and nobody, and I was too scared. I didn't want to take a chance because I'd be the one guy that gets arrested for trying to get weed back.
Right. So. Right. What would they do to you?
I don't know. I didn't want to find out.
Yeah.
But
don't mess with TSA. Never a good idea. Mm-mm.
No. And it's like, as fun as it was, I can get my own stuff here if I want. Not
decriminalized.
It's true confession.
Well, I've always said it's decriminalized here. The worst they do is they make you go to a class if they catch you. If you have less than 4 ounces in Harris County, it's not a crime. You basically take a class and they take your weed away from you. Yep. And frankly, if you've got 4 ounces, you're selling it. I mean, that's a lot of weed.
Teaching moments by Fred.
Go. That's helpful.
It is helpful.
Well,
things I didn't know before I came in here today.
Get the boss to tell you about how I taught him to play spot the pay-per-view at the Super Bowl 1 year.
Yeah.
That's when I knew we were going to get along, is when I taught him how to, because basically almost every Super Bowl is just littered with prostitutes, right? So they're easy to spot, so we play the game.
I didn't realize they were so easy to spot. Fred told me how you can identify one in a bar.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, there's a lot to it, but you have to see them. But it's a game that we've played for years called Spot the Pay-Per-View, and whoever can get the most winds up, the other guy buys a beer for him. Fun game.
I'm glad you're buying just the beer and not the paper.
That's
thank
right.
You for clarifying
no,
that.
You don't want any of these, believe me. All right. Besides, I'm a good Christian guy. I don't do these kind of things. I mean, the degenerate thing is...
It's an image.
Let's just go
to
break.
That's irregardless of religion.
So we're gonna have some questions for David Gal. If you want to text them to me now, or if you want to hit me up on Twitter, I'll be happy to share the ones that won't get me in trouble. And we'll ask the boss some questions. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, before we go, I'm going to tell you about how you can go to Sunfest with the guys before us. Basically, all you have to do is, this is not the right thing. This is, Sunfest is coming. They're going to fill a bus. They're running out of spots. So if you want to get in, do it. John, can I get better copy than this? This is basically an internal thing. But yeah, get on the bus. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. No AJ this week. He'll be back next week. David Gal, Carla Dawson joining us today and doing a great job so far. And this is where we're going to ask some questions of the boss. And if you're just going to ask signal questions, like we know we've had signal problems today. I think it's about to be fixed, according to the boss here. So, more importantly, I didn't realize that Stormageddon was happening outside because it's really dark in here, the way we have it set up for TV. So be careful if you're out in that mess, because people don't know how to drive in the city. It's the worst drivers in the world. All right, so I have a lot of good questions for the boss. And first, Travis wants to know, how many complaints from the haters do you get a week about myself and AJ?
Actually, I haven't gotten any in a long time. There was a little window there where I used to get them. I didn't really respond, and maybe people just gave up on it.
Well, I remember the stutterers going after AJ.
Oh, the stutterers, that was an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a dark window. But, you know, that's almost a couple years ago now, when you think about how time flies. No, I'm not getting any messages from the haters.
No haterade for the Blitz. You're good.
Wow, we got to try harder, John.
Oh, no, I get them.
Oh, you get them?
Yeah, I get phone calls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, send them all to Zhang Li. I don't need them. Zhang can handle the heat. Zhang's good at the heat.
That's why he's the man.
Yeah.
So, I know you probably didn't get a chance to, before I ask these next couple of questions, what's Comic-Cast about this week, John?
Today we talked about DC, and me and Michael got credentialed to go to Comic-Con. So, nice. Wes is working on getting us there. So, if he can get something sold, then we'll be there. But, we got credentials. We talked a lot of DC stuff and stuff that they're doing wrong. And we're talking about E3, big gaming convention that's coming up this weekend.
Nice. So check that out.
See, everybody's got something, right? Somewhere they want to go. He's going to go to that. That's great. Comic-Con. I'm in.
Yeah, if they sponsor it, if he's working on it with a couple of sponsors, and if they just say yes, then we'll be there.
That'll be awesome. That's great, man. Congrats. Here's a good one from Lamont. Astros and Texans radio contracts are approaching. Will we explore the options? Would we ever want a major franchise as a partner?
Yes and yes. No, we'd love to pursue those. And those are relationships we're trying to cultivate. And I think having either or both of them would be a real coup for us. We'd love to do that. Yes.
One other thing that I'll ask this one because it kind of dovetails off that, but there's a lot of talk of a hockey team coming here. Is that something we would be interested in doing, is an NHL team?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know that it sounds as good on radio. I love baseball on radio. I love football on radio. But I'd have to listen to more hockey. I don't really have a strong point of view on hockey on radio.
I love hockey. I would love it just from a personal perspective.
Sure.
I'd want to be part of the whole thing.
You may have to be the play-by-play guy.
But do you think Houston is a hockey city? Can they be a
yes,
hockey city?
I believe it can be, yes. Because I think,
I remember when the Arrows were here.
Really well for a minor league team. And what people don't realize is how many people have moved here from the Midwest. We've got a bunch of Canadians here. I don't know if they'll be fans. I mean, they're all Blackhawks fans and things like that. But that I think they'll go to the games. And if you're successful here, people will go. I mean, that's the thing. They'll have to get a successful franchise. Here's one that comes up a lot, and I'm interested in this one, too, from 979. Would Mr. Gal be interested in starting an actual rock station in Houston? All of the surrounding cities have really good rock stations except Houston.
You know, that's interesting. I think that must have come from Grease Monkey, who used to do the imaging for this station. He was always knocking on my door and telling us to get a signal so we could do a rock station. I would love a rock station. Yes.
I would, too, because when I retire, I kind of want to be that old guy at night.
You can do that.
I'm going to take you all the way back to 1975, man. This is going to be so cool. Hang on. I got to smoke some more weed. All right. Here's some Blue Oyster Cult. I would love I've said this all along. I miss the old Rock 101. I thought that was that was such a good station. And a lot of those guys are still running around town here. And in my dream world, if I got rich enough, I would love to start a station like that.
It's interesting. That Rock 101 station has still a cult community that is longing for them to come back. And we see Doug Harris, friend of the station, all the time, and he was integral into that station's success. Would love to have us reconstitute it, no doubt.
You know what you just missed in this conversation? He said, when I retire. It's that talk that's coming up
again.
He's talking
about the R word.
He's telling the negotiations are easy, but he's hinting.
He's hinting.
Yeah, watch this guy.
Yeah, he's like Michael Jordan retiring from the Bulls early. Going to play baseball. He'll come back.
I'm just going to go and write novels and play poker. That's not a bad life either.
No, not a bad life.
But I'm having too much fun right now. I'm only half kidding about it. But here's one. Please ask David if there was one thing he remembers doing that led to his success.
I like that question.
Yeah, I would say it was education. I really worked hard in school and felt like education was a big foundation for me.
Well, and you're a Harvard guy. That doesn't hurt.
That helps.
That's fancy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the first time we've had a Harvard person on the show as a regular guest.
Well, so we need to change that, for goodness sake.
Well, we'll see how you do. We'll let everybody grade you at the end. How do you feel about once a month we mix up all the hosts to mix the flavor a little bit? We want an AJ and Joel show.
Well, that's intriguing. Yeah, we are doing a flop day, are we not? Has that been promoted?
I don't remember. Is it the 26th or something? I don't know what day it is, but I know we're doing, and we're all at Nick's place, and we're doing the morning show, which I haven't decided is either going to be the best thing that's ever happened to me or the worst.
Right.
Because once I'm done at 10 o'clock, that means I can sit at Nick's and day drink, and I'm up that early anyway because I do all the sports map stuff. So, you know, I'm going to have a whole day
this
after
This is going to be your new jam. I can tell.
So I would say in the back of my mind at some point I'd like to do a morning show just so I could have a number one morning show. Since we've been number one midday, we had the number one show in the city middays, we've had the number one show in the afternoons, I'd like to do that in the mornings one year.
Yep.
So down the road, that's something I wouldn't mind doing just so I could say I did it, because I don't know too many people who have.
Before retirement.
Before he retires. Yeah. But I do think there's a flop day coming that will have you and Lance paired in mornings and Granato and AJ in the afternoons. So that's going to come soon, and everyone can hear how it all sounds all mixed up.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I always love working with Lance or John. And as you know, John's the reason I'm in radio, because when I left the Chronicle, he called me and said, hey, come over to 1560. And I started doing the show with Nuno, and that's when I got the offer from ESPN. And so I wouldn't be here if not for him. And I've known him and Lance for years, and Lance did a lot of work for me at the Chronicle. Those two guys, to me, getting them back together was – I mean, just a brilliant move, and it's helped the whole station. And I, as a fan, I like listening to them.
I'm with you, Fred. I do too. I love it.
They've got a great chemistry. They really do. And actually, we were talking about this earlier today. If you go back 12 months ago and you had told me that we would have the Afternoon Drive show be as successful as it is, you and AJ are the number one sports show in the whole city across all day parts, all stations, that we could get John and Lance, we would reunite them in the mornings, and we'd bring Charlie Pilillo into the family, I would have thought that was just too much. No, not possible. And then Joel and Barry's show took off, and we are just rocking the station right now. 97.5 is really on a great track.
He did say he was very surprised that you all were on this trajectory.
Well, yeah, you could hear it that way, couldn't you? I mean,
yeah,
I'm the filter between you two. Yes. I'm just trying to translate.
Well, you know, I was a little, I mean, not to sell Fred and AJ short.
Said, but who would have thought you two would be the number one?
Who would have thought it? No, these guys are on fire right now across all shows, all day parts, all stations. Fred and AJ, number one. I give all the credit to Zhong Li, by the way.
Zhong does not get enough credit for the show.
Yep.
In my opinion. He's every bit a part of it as much as AJ and I are, maybe more so. At times, and he's done more than his share to help us promote the show, from getting pepper sprayed to dressing up like a cheerleader to getting his lovely wife on air talking about things that they're very personal. He does his more than his part, man.
No, and look, the dress he's wearing today is lovely. He's amazing.
Marriage looks good on John.
I'm telling you, him in drag, not bad. In San Francisco, he's a 10.
I was going to say, what do you give him in San Francisco?
It's the legs.
Sebastian asked, if you get the Texans, will they censor you guys? Because I love that you guys aren't censored. If we did, I'm sure there would be some stuff they'd want us to do. But I also think that, you know, part of what's made us successful is being able to say whatever, you know, what we're honest about. And so I'm sure that would have to be part of the conversation. But I'm sure we'd piss them off at some point. We already have. I know we've already made the Texans mad about some stuff with Culture Map and Sports Map. So, all right, I got a couple more for you when we come back, and then Carlos found a story I want to get to. We'll do that too. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J., he'll be back next week, but I'm back. I'm really happy to be back. I had fun out there, but I miss doing the shows. Miss the Blitzers. Although you are going to get a bill from me for the internet I had to spend out there to do Sports Map. That wasn't cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For
the tyranny of the internet media, it never stops.
I wasn't really off the whole, because I did do Sports Map every day, but But I did miss doing the show, so I'm glad to be back. I have a couple more questions for you. This one's from Jermaine. He wants to know, is Jermaine going to get hired soon? He's got a new house to pay for.
I invite everyone to go see Jermaine. He's a big contributor on sportsmap.com. He's also hosted a show here the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, he filled in. And he'll be filling in tomorrow. It'll be him and Holly Seymour, who will be making her debut on the Blitz. So looking forward to having those two. But he and Craig filled in twice. They've got they've been filling in on the network a lot, Craig Koshkin. So they're doing a really good job. What's the name of that show there, Sean?
The Sideline?
Yeah, The Sideline.
The Sideline.
So those two have a really nice show, and I'm glad they filled in.
He's a guy you identified early, right, Fred?
Well, yeah, he's been around for a while, but he's a guy that I've that's what I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow's show, too, because both he and Holly are people that I think have futures in this business, and I think really, given some opportunities, can do an awful lot. So I'm kind of curious to see how they do. But, yeah, he's I really enjoyed having him do stuff on Sports Map. You can see he gets better and better with almost everything he writes, too. So it's he's a good dude, good person, and pretty damn good at radio. So I hope at some point that's a career for him. It's so hard. You know, and I bet you get this a lot, is how do I get into this?
All the time. And, you know, the problem is there are only so many day parts, so many seats, so many opportunities. So it is a tough business to break into.
And, man, I've told people, it's taken a long time to get to the point where AJ and I are where we do okay. But, I mean, you're going to go through some stretches where you're not making any money. And when I first started, I was making $2,500 a month over ESPN, over Cumulus, and as a vendor. So when they went bankrupt, guess who didn't get paid?
Right.
And it was considering that what my child support was and car payment and everything else, if not for online poker, I couldn't have stayed in radio.
No wonder you were so happy when we bought the station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, that was when I found out that you got it. It was funny because I was talking to, Not Wise Guys right before we were sold, and they had anticipated that they were going to make their own bid and basically get it cheaper. And then Donna had told me, no, it looks like David Gal wants to buy it. And I'm like, okay, great. And then she was trying to get me to stay with Cumulus and go to another market. And at that point, I'm like, nope. If David's buying it, I want to see what happens with it. And boy, it's worked out great. And we got some more good news coming too, up the pike here.
That we do. Stay tuned. Next week we're going to tweak things a little bit, and we'll announce all those things on Friday.
That'll be awesome. So yeah, you need to tune in Friday for that. I've got some giveaways for the people, and then I want Carla to tell us about the best possible watch party tonight if you want to watch the games. How about this? A dinner for four at the Winter Circle Restaurant this Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park. Come out and see Justify Run for a chance at the Triple Crown in the 150th Belmont Stakes. Sam Houston Race Park is the only place in Houston where you can watch and wager on this classic event. There will be free admission and free parking. Gates open at 9 a.m. Don't miss your chance to witness history as Justify runs for the Triple Crown this Saturday, caller 18. I'm actually working on all my Belmont stuff tonight, so I'll have couple stories for Sports Map. RJ and I will be recording a podcast tomorrow. John, hopefully we're available at 2:45 in the side studio there tomorrow.
I'll check.
Okay, yeah, because RJ and I'll be doing a podcast, and I'll have some premium picks for pregame. So lots of stuff coming on it, but I haven't done all my research. That'll be tonight. That's where I will be beating Justify. He will not win the Triple Crown. If he does, so be it. But I'm going to try to beat him. All right, so you've stumbled on a watch party. I think you're excited about this, Carla. I think you're going to do this, aren't you?
I just might do it. It's the moment everyone's been waiting for. NBA refs are taking to Twitter during the game tonight.
The referees.
It's a ref watch party.
Are they that good?
Sure. We're going to go with that. No, this is their effort to connect with the fans because, as everyone knows, this NBA season has been so controversial, and especially this finals. I don't love it in the fact that I don't want the finals to be focused around calls, but they want to connect with the fans, and there's been so much controversy over Twitter that they've decided to just have this open forum. The refs won't be identified, but they're from the National Basketball Referee Association, and they're going to be available. And you just do hashtag ref watch party on Twitter, and you can be interacting during the game, finding out what's going on, getting their opinion. Do you like it?
Is Tim Donaghy going to be doing it? Because that I'd like to hear.
They're
trying to cover the spread. Yeah.
So the spread for tonight, Warriors are favored, But I think this is a game Cleveland wins. Right there at home, LeBron's going to be feisty. This is a game they've got to win. It's a must win. There's also that rhythm back and forth in the series. Do you guys feel good about Cleveland tonight?
I don't want to feel good about Cleveland, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an Oakland girl, but I think they're going to take it tonight.
Yeah, I like the Cavs getting 3.5 and plus 130 on the money line. If they're going to win a game in this series, I've been kind of backwards on this. I thought the first game would be Warriors blowout. The second game would be close.
Yep.
And, of course, the first game was close and the second one was a blowout. But I kind of feel like if the Cavs are going to win a game, this will be it.
It needs to be it.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to win more than one, but I think this is the night that they do it. So, yeah, if I were a betting man, I might take the 3.5 and plus 130 on the Cavs.
And you are a betting man. Look at that coincidence.
I don't bet the NBA very often. It's like I look for specific spots, and maybe I'll make 2 bets a month on the NBA. But I do like the Cavs tonight. I might board bet because I'll be sitting at home drinking tonight and doing Belmont stuff. So I want to have a little action on it. So I might do it. You know what's fun was being in San Francisco for the game on Sunday. We were with a bunch of, obviously, you're going to be with a bunch of Warriors fans watching the game. That is
that's a passionate fan
base. It's still a little, it's still stung a little bit, but what a good fan base, man.
I know, they are. They've been through a lot of years of futility, trust me.
Yeah, well, they've also had some success with the 49ers and the Giants and everybody else. Let's not pretend like you guys don't win championships all the time.
But San Francisco is not the same as Oakland. You just named San Francisco teams. They don't like each other.
The people in San Francisco sure like the Warriors. That's their only team.
Well, that's, yes, for basketball, that is their only team. That's true.
I'm curious, I couldn't really tell because hockey's over except for 2 teams. But does San Francisco or Oakland or any of those guys adopt the Sharks at all, or is that just all San Jose?
It's pretty much San Jose.
Really?
Oakland used to have the Seals.
Yeah, that was way before I was born.
You weren't born in the 70s?
Okay, I was born in the 60s, but I don't remember any Seals.
Yeah, they were the ticket in Oakland. But no, San Jose pretty much got the Sharks.
To me, that's kind of a weird dynamic. But 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asking, would you consider bringing in more local weekend shows?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good crowd. Yes, we would. The thing that we've really discovered, and it's obvious now, is local beats national. Local shows tend to get more passionate interest. The ratings are higher. We can get advertisers to buy in with hosts. So, yes, I think the local model really is attractive to us.
And, that's the other thing, too. We've got a nice stable of young talent here now, and it'd be good to part of what I'm trying to do with Sports Map is not just have the big dogs write. I'm trying to kind of help create the next generation of people who, one thing I learned a long time ago was if you can't find people good enough to replace you, then you're not trying hard enough. So I'm always looking to try to get as many people who I think would be better than me down the road to do stuff. And hopefully you find that person, one or two, because this company is going to be around for a long time after I'm gone. And I mean, I want us to have that pipeline, and that's one way you can do it is with weekend shows and just everything else. One thing I've learned from David is with the business side, it has to make financial sense.
That it does.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and then you guys get to get your first Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, and I'm actually gonna give you the options off air to see which one will disturb you the most, and so the one that you probably don't want is the one I'll probably do, but we'll see.
That's how it is here.
We're ready. Bring it
all
on.
Right. All right. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Like what it is, when the storm arrives, would you be seeing me by the merciless eyes I've deceived? I've seen angels fall.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Noah, A.J., he'll be back next week. David Gal, Carla Dawson filling in today. Guys, time to get on the map. If you're not on sportsmap.com, well, I'll make it real easy for you. If you're not reading SportsMap, then a child will die tomorrow. It's that simple.
Wow.
It's got everything. And you know, I don't know which child. It'll be totally random.
Sure.
It's going to be a Thanos thing. Just going to snap a finger and it's going to happen. So you need to go to sportsmap.com. That's all you have to do to keep this from happening. It's a very simple thing. How many of these references like that do you think are going to go right over their heads, John? Like the Thanos reference. They cover everything. We got John Granato, Lance Zierlein. Lance was on there today. Dell was on there today. Jerry Bow, who absolutely slays soccer betting, has some bets for you on the World Cup. So I'll have something this week on the Belmont. So just check it out, man. It's a really cool site. Lots of good videos. We've got a whole bunch of new video people who are doing a great job. And, of course, we have Cavaliers Warriors tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, I gave you guys four choices, and one of them you cringed at the most, so I'm not going to do that one.
Thank you. I especially appreciate it.
Yeah. But this one's not bad, because there was a Protestant pastor who was doing what a lot of people do. They go into a lake to baptize their followers, right? Now, I grew up Catholic, so I didn't even remember mine. I was like a little kid.
No wonder we're mano a mano.
Yeah, well, I'm between religions at the moment, but yeah, I think that's one thing I didn't really like is you don't really get the when you get baptized, you're like a little kid. You don't even know, right? You're a baby, and they do the
Catholics
whole thing
don't give you a choice. They just get you under there when you don't know what's
but
going on.
It was a great religion for the mob because you basically could just go to confession and you're fine.
Yeah,
it's like bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession. I whacked two guys last week, and I skimmed some off the top that I was supposed to give to the boss. And, okay, two Hail Marys, you're fine.
Okay, you're giving Craig Gass a run for his money right now. I'm impressed, Fred. It's good.
I don't have...
You're next, David.
I don't have Craig's famous people voices. Most of mine are just like people I made up, like Maynard Monroe from Pasadena, Texas. I love doing that one when I go to Canada because it makes my wife so uncomfortable. Yeah. We were walking around downtown Toronto. I'm like, hey, look over there. That's the first horse I've seen in this country that mounted guy's on. Yeah, I don't even like that hat, though. He needs a cowboy hat. But stuff like that. And she just tried to run from me. And she won't. And when we used to go to Walmart, which we never have to go to Walmart again, which I'm glad. But when I'd go to Walmart, I'd kind of, because there's so many crazies in there, I'd try to out-crazy them. And she didn't like that either because like somebody, have you found the Lord, our Jesus Christ? It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. and you give them the crazy eyes and sometimes it works. All right, so back to our pastor who was baptizing followers. I don't know how we got off on that, but that's okay.
He only got one follower in.
Docho Eschetti. I have to be very careful.
I'm impressed.
Was conducting the ceremony for about 80 people. And as he went into the water during the baptism, a crocodile leapt out and attacked him. He died after being bitten on his legs, back, and hands. It says he baptized the first person, and he passed on to another one. All of a sudden, a crocodile jumped out of the lake and grabbed the pastor. Despite huge efforts, fishermen and residents could not save Pastor Docho. They did use a net. They used fishing nets to prevent the crocodile from taking the pastor's body into the lake. The crocodile is still at large.
How do you not save the pastor, but you have trapped the crocodile?
Well, I'm guessing that wherever he maybe he got him in a place where he wasn't going to live. But so would you say,
What do you say to that?
Stay away from Lake Abaya. That's the first thing.
Bad place for baptisms.
Clearly.
Or anytime you do a baptism, be sure to check for crocodiles
first.
Do
bathtub baptisms.
Bathtubs
forget this natural business.
Yes.
Is not good for your health.
I'm wondering from a more metaphysical perspective.
Oh here, boy,
was the crocodile a tool of God or a tool of the devil?
Oh, I knew you were going to go to the dark side.
Yeah, no, it's a modern day snake, a serpent, right?
It's, yeah.
Well, the Caesar tells us that Pastor Docho was so angelic. We know exactly where he's going. Or Pastor Docho, he did something to get attacked by a crocodile. So it's kind of the same thing. The angel or the devil side.
The cynic in me says maybe you ought to check with a few of the female parishioners and
or male.
I don't know. I'm not, whatever you're into is fine. But hey, I grew up in the Catholic Church. You know what happened to altar boys there?
He's six feet under and we're talking about him like this. That's not good for us.
Exactly. That's, well, you know what? There are ways to die where I'm like, okay, fine. And then there's ways that, like, you're going to wander into crocodile-infested waters to do baptisms and you get eaten. I'm not going to be very sympathetic. Sorry.
There's that.
That's just like, if we leave here, and as much as I like you, you decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if I can sprint across Westheimer without getting hit by a car while the light's green. And you get hit by a car, I'm
going to... You're not going to miss me.
Well, no, but I will be making fun of you.
All right.
You know, she seemed like
that
such a...
That'll be my 15 minutes of fame is post-death, God, just like Pastor
Docho. She seems so normal and balanced and... You know, I really thought, you know, she seems like a very well put together woman. Nope, she had to go run in traffic.
Look what one show on the Blitz did to her.
Yeah, that one, no doubt. He'll be an accomplice.
Took her down.
Yes.
I'm going to save this other story for tomorrow. I can't remember who sent it to me, but thank you. And it involves fish. So, yeah, we'll save that one for tomorrow. I'll do that to Jermaine. And
tilapia.
And,
yeah.
And I'm going to thank you for saving it for tomorrow.
Actually, I'm saving it for tomorrow because it was Jermaine who sent it to me now that I look at it.
Yeah, no, Jermaine deserves that one.
Hey, guys, got to tell you to listen for your chance to win in the name game. It's where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a certificate to send your kid to one of King Daddy Sports week-long lacrosse camp. You pick the week. Camp will be coached by Kincaid High School's head lacrosse coach, Michael Centra. The bench gave away today's prize. Of course, they did to Aaron, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Aaron, for being today's winner. I also have some more, one more giveaway for Sam Houston that we'll do. Beth's going to join us at 6:30. And so far, so good. We're 2 hours in here.
I do have a public service announcement.
Yes.
All our signals are operating back to normal now. So you can tune to the 97.5. You'll hear what you always hear. We also are on 94.1, but we are fully functioning yet again. The backstory, somewhat uninteresting, but AT&T had a monster network outage in that Winnie area, and that's what caused the trauma today. But we are fully functioning now.
Good. That's always, you can always listen on the stream. You can always listen on, you can check us out on the website too, if you want to see what Carla looks like or what the boss looks like.
Or you can just check Westheimer because after this show, I'm rogue housewife running across six lanes of Westheimer just to see
road
how it goes.
Kill.
God, I would so make fun of you though.
And I, you know what? I don't doubt that, friend.
And that's okay. I would expect if I died in some, I've said this a million times, if I die in some stupid way, if Jong and AJ aren't making fun of me for it, then they're not doing their jobs.
Well, I don't think they'll let you down.
No, I don't think so either.
So I don't know if you found this, but of course we've started this video. Now people can peer into the studio. They can see what everybody looks like. Do people turn to you and say, hey, Fred, I didn't know that you looked like that?
Maybe most people have seen me by now.
They've seen you.
They realize, oh, dude, you're a hideous beast. Yeah. And so.
But a gay eight.
Yeah, well, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
In Houston, it's a five.
Okay.
You know, maybe a four, but that's okay. I'll take going on the road.
You do well on the road.
Yeah, and, you know, especially now that I've been going to Eros Medical Group, I'll do really well. Listen, guys, I know you hear a lot of advertisements for men's health, and the reason that I love these guys is because they've all been through it. They all know exactly what they're dealing with, whether it's Dr. Ike is going to be able to work you through everything. Shane's been through it, and he knows all about the treatment process. They focus on regenerative medicine, and I have to tell you, I didn't really think I needed any help. And I went there today, saw the guys, and got my treatment done, and I have to tell you, it has made a significant difference. And it's one of those things, like, if you don't want to talk about ED, I get that, but these guys understand because they've done it. They've been through it, or they know everything about it, and they're just good people. And I really enjoy going over there and talking to the guys and spend some time with Shane today and just learning more and more about what it is they do. And, man, it makes a difference. I am no longer embarrassed to walk around in the gym. I'll just tell you that. It is almost like, frankly, it's almost like having a new thing. It's like trading it in. you know, the old guy thing for one that's about 25 years old. It's that it makes that kind of a difference. I've been blown away by it. And they can help men with low T, hair loss, and certainly ED. And even if you're just not quite what you were used to being, they can get you back there. And that's kind of where I was. And, man, it's just been fantastic. They've got a man cave that they're working on that's going to be great. They're going to have flat screens, sports games, all kinds of stuff going on. And, guys, if you don't know anything about it or you're just curious or maybe it's just not working for you at all, whatever it is, they can fix it. Give them a call today, 713-263-EROS. That's 713-263-EROS. And you can get a free consultation. If they can't help you, they're going to tell you. But guess what? They'll be able to help you. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek God.